Hey everybody, welcome to the official Game Stage Podcast. This is episode 529. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Wald.
Hello.
Got your famous hello. Hello everybody, and your hello.
I'm a little sniffly. Mm-hmm. I tested negative for COVID, so I'm free and clear. But I still have the residual cough, and then I think the sniffles and the raspiness is due to the allergies, because everything's blooming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And we had straight line tornadoes the other day.
Oh my god, it was bad.
For the entire day, it was just insane wind. And so my stepdad had trees down I had to help him with. He had mostly had limbs. I had two big limbs fall, and then my neighbor had just about two trees come down. And mm-hmm. So yesterday, from basically like 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., I just cut trees and hauled trees off. Ooh. Yeah.
So you're sore.
Yeah, I'm tired, sore. But I think being outside all day made the allergies worse, too, because everything is blooming.
Yeah. Yeah, we have daffodils in our yard, and I came home to one day, and I see them blooming over, and I was like, shoot, what the hell?
Yep.
They just like grew overnight.
Yeah, so I'm a little sniffly, but I think I'm on the all in all, I'm on the up and up. Mm-hmm. COVID sucks. I don't suggest it still. Yeah. But it's seems to be in the rear view, and now just seasonal allergies again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't get any trees down in our area. We heard some snap, crackle, and popping, but nothing came around my house.
Yeah, it was insane. I was driving around for work all day, and there were semis flipped over and stuff broken everywhere. I went to go look at, I work for a general contractor. I went to go look at one project, and there was, while I was there, his siding was like actively ripping off his house from the wind, which was crazy.
Yeah, my boss, he got called out, and he said where he was helping a family out with a tree that fell on their fence. And he said him and another cop saw another tree fall on a house. And you're like, oh my god, they had to run to the house, make sure nobody was in there. And then while they're doing that, a tree behind them fell on someone's house, and then fell on a car, destroyed a car.
That sucks. Mm-hmm. It was just like 50 to 70 mile an hour straight line winds, and it was from, I'm going to say about 11 o'clock, maybe a little earlier, till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, nonstop. Mm-hmm. It was insane.
So on my way to work, at home from work, I drive by a golf course, and the Mason Rudolph golf course, and there are trees like all over the golf course down.
That sucks.
Yeah, there was one tree. You know how sometimes when people like pass away from a car accident by a tree or a rock, they'll put like flowers and stuff up
with it?
One of those trees that had that on the outside fell inside the thing, so the tree's gone.
Sucks.
With the flowers and everything else.
Yeah, they were down everywhere. They had roads closed all over town.
Oh, yeah. But they were like, you're not going to be able to get home. I got home pretty good. I don't have too many big trees in my area. Now, my neighbor is about five houses down. They had another tree fall in their yard and mess up their fence. It's because they like to have trees.
I tried to beat traffic because the main road here in Clarksville was, all the lights were out. People can't understand four-way stops.
Right.
And so I tried to beat the traffic, and I went two separate ways, and the road was closed both ways that I went, so I ended up having to just sit in it anyways. Mm. It made a short drive a very long one.
Did you guys lose power?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did too.
It went off, I guess, pretty early in the day, and it stayed off until almost 8:30 at night.
Yeah, ours went off around lunchtime, around my 12:30, and then I got home, and it was back on about 5, and then it went off two different times for maybe like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Which we got lucky, because usually the power goes out, we're out for days.
This is probably the longest mine's ever been out. Mine doesn't stay out very long. Well, it was out for the... Oh my goodness, I'm tired. It was out when we did the ice and snow and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my power's usually back on pretty quick. I didn't lose anything in the refrigerator. I mean, everything stayed cold, and you know, it was fine.
So besides that, what'd you guys play this week?
What did I play? Played some more Hogwarts. I'm moving the story along there. That game's really interesting. It's really dense, I think is the right word. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much, and it's not like it's all packed in a tight space either. It's like dense in a big map. The world really feels alive. It's very interesting. And, you know, I don't think the game is a 10 or anything, but I think the game is a solid, like, 8. Mm-hmm. You know, 7.5, 8. I think it's really, really well done. And if you're a Harry Potter fan or Fantastic Beasts fan, I mean, it's got to be over the top. You know, I like Harry Potter. I don't love Harry Potter, but it's just really, really well done. And, you know, when you look at the games they had previously made, it's really crazy to see what they were able to do with some time and budget, because they were doing licensed stuff before. Mm-hmm. They worked on Disney Infinity, and I think they worked on one of the Cars games or something like that. I mean, they worked on odd stuff before doing this game. And it's really, really good. So I'm impressed with it. I still enjoy it. I don't know if I'll ever finish it. I think it's probably, you know, 25, 30 hours to finish it. And I think I'm on hour 10. So I don't know that I'll get finished with it. We played some Rocket League. I think that was it. I didn't play that much this week because I was still recovering. My energy is for sure not where it was before. I work like half a day and I'm exhausted.
I'm glad you're enjoying the game.
Yeah, I really do like it.
Are there a lot of side quests that are?
Yes. Or there seem to be. I mean, maybe that changes, but it seems like every time there's a main quest, when I go like to where the main quest is, there's a new side quest there too. And I'm doing the side quests as they come. I'm not stacking them up. As soon as I get one, I go ahead and take care of it. Right. One thing I like, and maybe it's just on story mode, but like it shows you right where the quest is at. So when I accept it, it puts a waypoint on my map, so I know exactly where to go. I don't have to hunt around and try to figure it out.
Right.
You know, it makes life easy from that perspective. I can kind of go straight to it, which allows you to do them pretty quickly. I just got the broom, so I have the gift of flight now.
Oh, so were you having to like just run around?
You can fast travel or run around. I was just running around, though, just because there's stuff everywhere. But yeah, I'm really impressed with the game. The combat is fine. I don't necessarily love it. I don't dislike it. It's pretty straightforward. But the exploration and being in that world, and it feels fully realized. It's really good.
That's good.
Yeah. I suggest it for anybody, even if you don't like Harry Potter and just like open world games. It's a good one of those.
Yeah, it's not for me. I like open world games, some of them, not all of them. Yeah, I tried Red Dead Redemption 2, it wasn't for me. I think I got maybe 5 hours in. I didn't get more.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the kind of thing where I get lost in exploring the world more than I get lost in doing the quest. But in something like Red Dead, where I did feel like that was a living, breathing world, I felt like at times there was nothing around because of just the setting. Whereas, you know, I'll fly somewhere far off in the woods and land, and there'll be people in Hogwarts, which is kind of crazy, and wildlife around and things like that. Everything just feels kind of alive and like there are people and students everywhere. But it's, yeah, I like it.
That's good. Well, with me, I finished Spider-Man Miles Morales. 100% of that one.
So I got the platinum, saw that.
Yep, got the platinum. Thought, because I saw one of the little things you have to play through on the New Game Plus. I was like, oh my God, I do not want to play this game a second time. And I was like, well, no, I just have to do the mission. I'll have to do all the side shit.
Yeah.
And so I went through the mission. I did that in like basically 2 days.
So I did the same thing. When I finished the game, I immediately launched back into to finish that as soon as I finished the game. Mm-hmm. While everything was still fresh. And I felt like it was really easy.
Oh, yeah. It was way too easy. Because I was fully powered up.
Right. I want to show you this before you keep talking. I had a little time to kill the other day, and I stopped in a GameStop. Mm-hmm. This game for the Switch. It's called Martian Panic. And it comes in this little zapper. Uh-huh. It looks so shitty. But I wanted it so bad.
Did you not get it?
No. They had it in a glass case, so I couldn't even look at how bad the graphics looks, and I didn't watch any videos or anything. Mm-hmm. It says it comes with a blaster that has light and sound, so it's super annoying also. Because you can lift the flap and actually see the blaster. It's only $29. And I know that it's got to be bad. Look how good that blaster looks, though.
It looks like a little toy.
Yeah. That looks good.
Oh, so you put the Joy-Con in the...
Snaps right in the front of it. Apparently Martian Panic is not new, though, because of that... When you were on your Google search there was a Wii version. Looks like it came with a green shotgun. See that thing? Like a little sawed off. That doesn't look nearly as cool as the blaster.
I don't know. Do you have that shotgun?
No. Okay. Definitely not.
I know you have a lot of Wii stuff.
Yeah. That game, is that the game right there? To the right? Oh, the game looks bad. I thought about scooping it up. It's $29, and I like the blaster, and that seems like one of those things that if you never open it, there'll be some sort of weird, like, collectors. The problem is it comes with a digital code, which is the ultimate thing where I was like, probably not. If it had the game in the box and was going to be there forever...
You probably would have.
Probably. It's just stupid enough. I just open it cinematic. Oh, yeah, the art is not great either. Oh, there's not even any gameplay.
Yeah.
It's real, like, Mars Attacks, but it's definitely a shooter. Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. I saw that at the GameStop. This is the Wii gameplay, but I bet it's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just a rail shooter, just moving you around, you shoot everything. It'd be good for kids, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if I had the physical copy, I would still think about it, because I think it would be somewhat collectible. But, GameStop. It's been a while since I've been in a GameStop, and I went to a mall that was completely dead into a GameStop that was completely dead, and, those stores are something else.
Right. Now, speaking of collectible, did you see the collectible PlayStation 5 system is coming? For LeBron James?
I saw the controller. The controller's pretty cool looking. Not a LeBron fan.
Right there.
Yeah. I like the controller.
It says, it's just like graffiti. It's nothing is given, everything is earned.
Yeah, and it's got his little crown.
Yeah, crown's in the bottom right corner.
His signature.
The console, on the controller's on the left side. The crown.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I guess if you were a huge LeBron fan, I mean, mm-hmm. The great thing about PS5 is those fins are just, they're changeable. So, you know,
yeah,
you could just buy
the controller.
The fins separately, and you know, you could change. I guess what I'm saying is, you could buy that system, and if later on you decide you don't love LeBron, you can always change it.
Yeah, true.
And I think the controller is pretty cool. It looks like somebody's got a pack of Sharpies and wrote all over it,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is neat, but it doesn't do much for me. I would like to change the color of my PS5. I do want to buy a set of fins, but I think I may change it to the purple or the blue when and if I ever actually do it.
Yeah, I saw there's different types of fins with, like, the vents in them. And...
Yeah, I would just get the PlayStation one. Just so I don't accidentally break it. overheated or whatever. Right. Now you've had a little more time with your PlayStation. I guess you're coming up on like 3 weeks now.
1 month today.
I got in the 1 month. What are you thinking about it?
Oh, I like it. I like how it jumps right into the game. It saves it. How my power went off when I came back on it. The game was pretty much ready to load up.
Are you getting a little more comfortable with the menus?
Yeah, I'm having. I saw how you can change like the bottom. The what is it called? Where the power home.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
All that stuff. I've been rearranging stuff around on that to make it a little bit more useful.
Yeah, friend of the show, Marshall 205, ordered the DualSense Edge, and it came in.
Oh shit!
So he's been playing with that. Same kind of thing. He thinks it feels awesome, looks awesome. Shit on the battery life already. He ran his dead the first time he tried to use it. It just doesn't. I mean, the battery just doesn't last in it. But it's a super girthy, good feeling controller. Mm-hmm. When I was at GameStop, I was looking at all the different third party controllers they have for the PS5. They have some cool ones. They look cool, I guess I should say. I probably never use them, but they look cool.
You've never been one for third party controllers.
No, I'm not a fan.
I know a lot of people like the SCUF controllers.
Yeah, the SCUF.
Yeah.
People that use shooters, I think.
Because it's the grip or something out there.
So my dad, when I was younger, would buy me a third-party controller due to financial restraint, I think. Mm-hmm. But as an adult, like since I've been playing and buying my own games, I always buy a first-party. I just think they're better.
Yeah, me too.
So it's not to be uppity. I grew up on the others, but if you can afford the first-party, I think that's the way you should go. Now, what you're talking about, some of those scuffs and stuff, they're more expensive than the regular controllers.
Right, I'm looking at this Razer Wolverine on here. It's $250.
So they had that. Can you pull it up so I can see it? Make sure it's the same one I saw. They had it at GameStop.
Yeah, it says it's
GameStop. Yeah. Yeah, they had that thing there. It looked super cool. It's a little fatter, but it looked super neat. They had the box there.
There's that scuff one right here, the gray.
Yeah, it looks very PlayStation-y, very traditional. The Wolverine, for those people that can't see, it has the offset sticks. So it's set up more like an Xbox, but it looks more like a Wii Pro Controller or a Switch Pro Controller. It's got a good look to it, though.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen some cool-looking controllers in the past for like different systems. Oh, man, that looks pretty cool. Then I'll see it's third-party. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I like to have the first party.
So does your does the Pro Controller not last as long as the normal?
No, not at all.
Oh, that sucks. Do you think it's because of all the other stuff that's on there is draining the battery?
You know, I don't know why the battery would be worse, because in a normal setting, I don't know what it's doing any different than any other controller would be doing. I mean, I kind of think in theory, I mean, maybe it's having to power those extra set of buttons, but if you're not using them, I don't know why it wouldn't last as long. But no, I think you can definitely tell the difference in the battery. So usually, like at night when I play, when I turn my controller off for the night, my battery still shows full. And on that one, it doesn't. It's anywhere between 1 bar and 2 bar left. And so it definitely drains quicker. You know, it comes with the hard line to plug it in that locks in, that makes it wired. It's a long cord. I mean, they make it easy to keep using it, but yeah, it doesn't last.
That's it.
Yeah. You know, a friend of the show, Marshall 205, was dealing with stick drift. And I think he has like 5 PS5 controllers, and I think 4 of them have stick drift.
Yeah, you were saying that to me before.
Yeah, it's a him thing, I think. I mean, I break them when I drop them, but you shouldn't just have stick drift like that on all your controllers.
I have 2 PlayStation 4 controllers. One, the only issue I have on it is the triggers. Some of the triggers don't work with some games. Like when I was playing Detroit Become Human, they're one of the controllers I could not use. Because it wouldn't let me press like L1 or R, L2 or R2. It wouldn't let me do it. there was a scene where you have to go into like a, what was it? Where they wash clothes, laundromat, and you have to grab the clothes from the guy. Well, it wouldn't let me do that. That's the only thing, the only issue I have with mine. I've, what, day one, PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
But I do want to get a second PS5 controller. I'll get one of the color. I just get the black one. But I do like that red one.
The black's boring.
I know, but I do like the red.
Yeah, I have the red. I have the blue. And then, of course, the white that it comes with. Mm-hmm. The blue is by far my favorite that I own. I also am interested in getting that purple, too. Yeah. Yeah, that purple looks good. The pink is cool, too.
Yeah, the bubble gum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the crimson, I think, is what they call that red.
Yeah, the best time to really get those is around that Christmas time when they drop them down $20.
Yeah.
So I think this year there were 49, I think they dropped them to. Yeah, 49.
So, you know, he's thinking that when he gets stick drift on his new one, he can just pop out that thumb module and put a new one in and take care of it for $20 instead of having to buy another $80 controller.
Right.
You know, he can do that four times for the price of one controller. Because, see, you just buy that piece right there and slide it right in.
Yeah, he might as well go ahead and buy like four of those. do they come in a pack of one or a pack of two?
I think they're single.
Single.
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know. Click on that and see, but I think it's a single pack. Yeah, it looks like one.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind buying a pack of those just because I don't know if they're always going to be easy to find or not, but I wouldn't mind buying one of those just to have,
mm-hmm.
you know, laying around in case.
Now, do you think Sony would, with the DualSense, do you think... I mean, the Pro. Do you think they'll come out with different colors of the Pro?
No, I do not.
To get people to buy?
I don't. The only thing I could see that the shiny black, which everyone hates, it's under the sticks. That piece pops right off. I could see them selling, like, replacement packs of those. People don't like the shiny black.
Oh, maybe they can do, like, different, like, a Spider-Man logo one. Or
yeah, you could do, like, face plates, because... Yeah. There's a little lever on the back. All you do is slide it over and that whole cover pops off. So I could see them doing something like that. Did you buy the charger for your controllers? No, the dock?
No, I need to get that.
You should get that. It's worth the money. I like the PlayStation one. It's the one I use. It's really, really good. And I think it's like $20. It's that little that cradle that does two controllers at the same time.
Yeah.
I really like it. $29.
That's the Power 8.
It's the first one.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. That's the actual, like, Sony branded one. It does two controllers at once. You literally just set them on there. You don't plug anything up. You don't do anything. You just lay it up there. And, it's great. I've been using it since I got my PS5. I've never had any issues out of it. As you can see, it's a 4.7 rating with over 2,000 reviews.
They want you to look at the 1 stars.
That's very GameStop of them.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it though. I think it's a must-have accessory. I thought it was $20 though. 30 is a little. Don't like product.
Yeah. Oh, they bought it pre-owned.
Yeah. Customer service. It's just people shitting on GameStop for the most part.
Mm-hmm. This one said controller doesn't sit well or charge consistently.
I bet it's used.
Yep. Only one port worked.
Yeah, used.
Yeah, that's what happened to one of my ports stopped on my PS4 one. You know, I have a charger for my Switch for the Joy-Cons, and I still only have the original Joy-Cons. So the box is still sitting there, brand new, never been opened.
I need to play my Switch more. I have just gotten out of the habit of playing that thing.
Yeah, I played it the other day because our power was out. So I was like, I'll pull the Switch out.
Yeah. I've just got completely out of the habit of playing it. I don't even think about playing it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go into a couple of things real quick. Did you watch the State of Play?
No, I saw some highlights from it, but I didn't watch the full thing.
Okay, we're not going to watch it, but did you see any of the games that interested you in it?
Everybody's shitting on Suicide Squad. And people didn't like the way that that looked. I think maybe, you know, the fact that it's been so long and it's rock steady that people had extremely high hopes. I'm really indifferent about it because I don't care about that game.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any difference to me. That's probably the main thing I've seen people talk about. Humanity, I think, is cool. The beta or demo is out for that.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
Yeah. It's super neat idea. It seems simple, but also very complex.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about checking it out because, like I said, there's a demo for it now, and I think your progress moves forward. You can also, it does user-generated levels. And so, even in the demo, you can build levels. It has the level editor in there, and you can play other people's levels. So, that's a game that I think will have a lot of ideas.
Oh, yeah. We'll tell them what kind of stuff's going to be out there.
Yeah, so that definitely interests me. None of that did much for me.
That looked neat.
The Foglands, yeah.
This is something I thought would be pretty cool for us.
Yeah, Green Hail's already out, but it's coming to VR. mm-hmm. I think it looks super cool.
Yeah, that reminded me of that Stranded Deep.
Yeah. There's something else.
This was good. I like the way that one looked. Journey to Foundation.
Yeah. That's not the one I'm thinking of, though.
No, it was only games that they...
Scroll up. Maybe it was that...
Titchy. I think that's one of people wanted to play. This one?
Yeah, it looked neat, but that wasn't it.
Not this one?
No, it's got a cool look to it, but no. But yeah, to me, Humanity was the thing I thought was most... the Volcano High is so weird.
Yeah.
That was what was most interesting to me. Did they talk about a different VR? Green Hell was definitely one of them, but they talk about something else, too. It was VR.
Yeah, everything on here is what I remember. I don't see anything else.
I think they talked about something getting ported over, maybe.
Atmosphere.
Mm.
I mean, that's a Foglands.
I think they talked about something that's already on there getting ported over. I can't remember. But yeah, it's a... I mean, I think the State of Plays are necessary, but I think they need a big pop.
Yeah, I wasn't overall impressed with this. I saw some games look neat, but there's only like maybe two I would probably play.
Well, I think the problem is that they set the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League up to be their big reveal, but people were upset about it.
Yeah, that one that doesn't interest me at all.
Yeah, so I think the State of Play felt flat.
Right.
Because of that.
So, still no PSVR?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I need more games.
Not yet.
Strictly just PSVR2 games.
Yeah. I think I'll end up with it at some point, but not yet.
Alright, so I saw this online. I don't know if you've seen this before.
I have seen that. They make really cool stuff.
Yeah.
It's
a Game Boy emulator.
It's a Epilogue. Yeah. Is the company.
Not an emulator, but it allows you to play your Game Boy cartridges on your PC.
Correct. They make all kinds of cool stuff, though.
Mm-hmm. I saw that online. I thought that's pretty neat.
Yeah, if I played more on my PC. Is that the only thing it shows on there? Yeah. I swear they make something else, too.
so.
Maybe I've just seen it with the, because it does all your Game Boy Advance, regular and color. Maybe I've just seen it with the different games sticking out. But yeah, it's really neat.
I've also seen this. I thought this was pretty cool looking.
It's
a Megalodon Nintendo MicroPad. It looks like a Game Boy Advance.
It's wild. It is super weird. I have not seen it before.
Yeah, and they're doing all kinds of stuff. Like, there's one that has it's a Megalodon console 64 keyboard. It looks like a Switch.
The knob one's crazy, too. That one? The middle one? Oh, it's just a keycap.
Yeah, there's your keys.
Yeah.
I think this is neat for people who
click on that middle thing right there. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's wild. Mm-hmm. MacroPad, $75.
Yeah, my boss uses these little type pads. I just think the modding world and just the world of gaming is getting, not crazy, but is getting out there, which I do like.
The keyboards are wild. I saw a TikTok the other day where the guy was going through like his top 25 keyboards by price, and I mean, mm-hmm. some of them are insane. They get so expensive.
Yeah. There's one $200 because of the LEDs or the Ds in it.
Yeah, those mechanical keyboards. I mean, people pay a lot for the Switches.
Now, this is only brought up for one thing. It says here, Splatoon and Mario Kart 8, Wii U taken offline due to security concerns. I didn't even know the Wii U still had games online.
Yeah. I did know that, but I just can't imagine who's playing them.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
I was cleaning up something the other day, and I saw my Wii U, and I'm not going to lie, there was a brief moment where I'm like, I should hook that up and see what all I still have that I never played. Mm-hmm. Because it, in all honesty, doesn't look much different than the Switch.
Right, I was saying, when you look at it, it looks like...
I mean, graphically, you could play that and be happy with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine the amount of people this affects is very small.
Mm-hmm. Somebody played, someone made a comment on it.
I saw somebody feeling in their feels about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, then this one I wanted to talk to you about. A couple things on this. Power Wash Simulator.
Yep.
We're talking about this at work. How they just added the Tomb Raider.
Yeah, the Tomb Raider on Xbox, I think, and then the Final Fantasy on PlayStation.
I said, That's neat how they're going to add different stuff. But Square Enix said they do own the rights, though. So
I'm not sure. Maybe it's for all systems. For some reason, I was thinking they were exclusive. They've been, like, advertising that thing. I've seen a lot of ads for it.
I guess it's doing pretty good.
Yeah, I played... We played one night. I played for the show Marshall 205, and he just couldn't stay awake. It is definitely like a podcast kind of game. Like, you put it on, it is slow. Yeah. Like, to power wash, there's one where you do a whole backyard. I mean, I bet it took over an hour to power wash everything.
Oh, damn.
I mean, you're just moving slow, strip at a time.
I mean, this is a game I would play.
It's on Game Pass, which is where we checked it out at. It's neat. It's just extremely slow. I mean, when you see how drastically different those two sides look in that image, I mean, that's what it's like. And you just go, you're doing a 3-inch strip at a time.
I guess this one of the ones where they want you to get the more players to play so you can get it done quicker.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And I'm going to go here first. I saw this. It says over 30 million worth of Funko Pops are going headed to a landfill.
I don't doubt it.
That is crazy.
What's their
inventory year in total? 264 million, increase of 40 compared to years.
They're just tossing them because they have too much merch.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to lose $30 to $60 million this year.
Yeah, Funko's warehouse is overflowing. With 5-inch.
Cheap replicas of Machine Gun Kelly, Spider-Man, Pikachu, and every other vaguely famous cultural icon, and throwing them out will be cheaper than trying to sell.
Why don't they just give them away?
Yeah, put it like a buy one, get one free type thing. Just
donate, yeah. Every time you buy one, you open it, you got another Machine Gun Kelly in there.
Or give it to Machine Gun Kelly. Let him give it out as his tours or something.
Yeah, they make a lot of them. I mean, yeah. They're everywhere. I would say, you know, I don't know what the market looks like for Funkos, but I know it's not what it was.
Well, it's turned into a collector's market. So, like, they're looking for like Target exclusives or Walmart exclusives. They're
everywhere, though.
Yeah, I mean, hell, Hot Topic's got them.
There's Spencer's. So many of them.
Okay, this one I thought you would like. This one. Town is using 20,000 of cover relief cash on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle manhole covers.
I support this.
Yes.
I assume that that's not how that money was supposed to be used, but I support it.
So they've greenlit to create and install 4 Ninja Turtle themed manhole covers to celebrate the fact that Samantha Fred was really created there in that city.
Yeah, I'm 1,000% down.
Yeah, Northampton, Massachusetts.
Yeah, the funds is supposed to rebuild the businesses and towns that were affected by COVID. So again, I'm not sure that was the spirit. I have zero problem with this.
No.
The way that money is wasted, especially like government money, at least this is fun.
And I can tell you some stories.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. So I think this is fun. I'm pro Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle manhole covers.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what they actually look like when they're done with it.
Also, $5,000 a piece seems really expensive.
Yeah.
They're only doing 4 with $20,000. That seems very expensive. Maybe I should start making manhole covers. But it's cool.
Yeah. Maybe they have to get the rights to do it, to have it.
My assumption would be it's just that they have to make...
Or it locks on it so no one just drives by and just... steals an manhole cover.
That'd be an issue too. I didn't even think about with the theft, but they have to, I mean, I'm sure they have to make individual molds to make each one of them. But yeah, it's interesting.
The 4 colors. I wonder if they're going to be colored with the Ninja Turtle, or maybe their head will be the manhole cover with the eyes, with the bandana going around their eyes.
Yeah. I think that's super cool.
I saw this on the news too. Sony might have to reveal what it pays for exclusives, court says.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I think that in some cases people will be surprised at both how much and how little it is. I would imagine that amount has drastically come down with the success of the PS5 because I think it's where people want to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think seeing this, and I do think it should be disclosed. I think the more a business can be transparent about, the better people will feel about it.
Yeah, if they go into a company, want to know, is it a good company or not?
These are going to be some of the side effects to Sony pushing back so much on Microsoft and the Activision deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more optics that gets, the more people are going to want to shed light on other things.
Right.
So.
And I guess Sony didn't realize that all the tales of stuff they're going to have to give up. See. Yeah.
But I would like to see, you know, it'd be one of those things, it'd be an interesting story, but I wouldn't really care past that. And then I assume in the future they would just, hey, we have a 1-year exclusivity deal that we paid $40 million for or whatever. And you'd be like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that would kind of be it.
Here's another one. Long-hated Steve from Minecraft is being banned in competitive Smash Bros.
Yeah, I saw the headline for that. I didn't read it. It says a recently discovered glitch in Steve's tool set has made him a continuous pick for Smash Brothers. You know, if they can't get him balanced correctly, then it should be removed. But I think he's a cool character. I like that he's in it. I would like to see them fix it instead of just taking him out. But maybe they're taking him out to fix him. But maybe he can't be balanced. Smash Brothers is such a fun game. Have you ever played Smash Brothers? I can't hear you anymore, also.
I've only, once.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's a fun game.
Yeah, I can see where it glitched.
Yeah. Yeah, if they can't get it balanced, absolutely. I'm down with that, but I would like to see them just fix him instead of get rid of him.
This is saving the best for last. So Minecraft 1.2 has a name. It's called the Trials and Tales Update.
Yeah.
So we haven't played Minecraft in a while, but this is one of the reasons why, because we've been waiting for this update.
This adds the camels. It adds the bamboo as a wood.
Mm-hmm. So it says, don't hesitate to head out and sniff for seeds with your sniffer. Trim your armor. Dig into history with archaeology. Explore the cherry blossom biome, which will be a new biome for us.
Yep.
Take a ride on a camel. Hang your signs. Play some mob heads. Organize your chiseled bookshelf and craft with bamboo.
Yeah, they give a date on it?
No date.
Yeah, I'm definitely ready for it. I definitely want to get back into Minecraft. I think for me, the thing I need to do is just figure out, you know, make a plan for getting back in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, removing some machines, putting new ones up, cleaning it up, adding areas, whatever we're going to do. I just want to plan because that gives me something to do when I get on. They're saying June.
Have you seen the sniffer?
No. No, I have not. Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that the thing that people voted on?
Yep.
I do remember that. Bigger than I expected.
Yeah. At first, I thought he was a big... When I first saw it, I was like, oh, man, they changed a turtle.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's a sniffer.
It's a sniffer. Mm-hmm. Camels look huge, too. You ride the shit out of them camels.
Yeah, they go extremely fast, faster than horses, and then they jump further.
That's weird, too. I wonder if camels are faster than horses in real life, because I wouldn't think so. Is that the bamboo there?
That's one of the bamboo
I don't care designs. For how that looks.
There's the basic one.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm wild about it. We have plenty of it, though.
Yeah, I have a lot of. I've been watching videos of people like posting the different updates, how they're able to get that. Oh, here, this is the one they got the hanging signs.
Yeah, I do think those are cool. There they are. I do think those are cool.
Mm-hmm.
They're just something different.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing with Minecraft. Anytime there's something different, just because it's been one way for so long, I think it's cool. Yeah, got to get that pop-up blocker going.
Yeah, I'm excited. When that comes out, that'll definitely get me back into it.
Yeah. I'm definitely not done with the game. I mean, I definitely want to play more. It's just been one of those things where... Is the cherry blossom a whole new tree as well?
What it looks like.
That house is like it looks like it, right? It's like kind of pink.
Mm-hmm. And the wood looks like purplish.
Yeah.
And look at the pink fence. And
yeah, I like that a lot.
And the wood. So we have a couple things that maybe get us back in there to do a little bit.
Right.
When that comes out.
Yeah, I'm definitely down.
Then there's a game called Minecraft Legends coming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen that one.
Briefly.
Yeah, it looks good. Probably won't be diving into it craziness, but
we never played Dungeons, which a lot of people liked.
Yeah.
I
tried it once, it just wasn't for me.
You know, I think the heart and soul of what Minecraft is so captured in that first game, like in Minecraft itself, that, you know, I don't have a problem with these other games, but I don't think they ever feel the same.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it looks neat, but to me, like, you're just throwing the Minecraft name on it.
Mm-hmm. You grabbed another game and just basically ported Minecraft over it.
Now, I would play it if everybody wanted to. Like I said, I think it looks cool, but to me, like, it doesn't necessarily capture that same essence. Mm-hmm. But it looks neat.
There's a Mega Man DLC coming out for it.
Yeah, I don't care about that at all.
You were never a Mega Man fan?
No. How about those Minecraft Crocs, though?
Yeah, I saw that.
Didn't know that was a thing.
No, not until we just scrolled down.
Yeah, Mega Man, just to... So I don't just gloss over that. Is Mega Man, to me, has always been more collectible than something that I enjoyed. I don't like the slides, but I do like the brown and green ones in the middle. I like those.
So I like the top one up here.
Yeah, I like it too. It's more like Xboxy though to me.
And it does have like the creeper on the sides.
Yeah, I like that they got the blocks so that you can stick in there. Mm-hmm. So a bitchin' four wheel. Have you ever had a pair of Crocs?
Yeah, but when we worked in the shoe store, they gave us free ones all the time.
You wear Crocs?
No. I say I don't wear them, but I do have a pair I use for the beach.
Yeah.
Because they're good ones for walking on sand and around the beach. Because, you know, sand kicks up in your shoe and you just grab it, shake it out real quick and throw it.
Yeah.
But mine are more like not like those. They're more like straps.
You got to get the classic. The classic Croc.
I've had those.
You gotta get them. You gotta get them back. Let me see what I can find. Those have got that heel on them.
Yep. These.
Oh, those are like Jesus, like Jesus sandals.
If I have a pair of those.
Is that some KFC ones beside it? Fried chicken. Oh, yeah, a couple chicken legs for the top. Mm-hmm. It says they're scented also, which is gross.
Yeah.
KFC-inspired Crocs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, those are wild. Huh.
Yeah, we went down there. My wife was looking. She goes, I need something else to wear besides what she had on. We walked by a Croc store and they were buy one, get one free. So we went in there and grabbed a pair. Each. And so, like, we got... Both of them for like $15. I don't think I got the easy looking ones.
Oh, yeah. Those look broken, or the like clouds or whatever they're called.
You had some Crocs, didn't you? Yeah, you had a Croc with the one with the good insole.
Like the canvas shoes.
Yeah.
They look like Sanooks.
Yeah.
And then I had Croc golf shoes that look like classic Crocs that they had the golf shoes though. Yeah, I had those. Yeah. I still like those.
Yeah, I took one of the pair of shoes I would wear to work, my New Balances, I would take the insoles out of these Crocs and use it for instead of the ones that came with it.
Oh, my camera's not working.
Oh yeah, you froze up again.
I just pulled. I have Crocs right in front of me. Those. Mm-hmm. I just pulled it to show you.
Do you remember when you bought those?
Yeah, I still have the same pair.
Did you say you had golf shoes?
Yeah. I have golf shoes. Yeah, like those black ones? Like those? Yeah.
Oh, they have the golf?
They're like regular ass Crocs, but they got golf cleats on the bottom.
Oh, nice.
I had those. I used to play in them. They're kind of fun. Mm-hmm. I have Nikes now. They're a little way more boring.
You still even play golf?
No, I wanted to get back into it and just didn't. I still want to. I need a group of people to play with, though. And a friend of the show, Marshall 205, wanted to play.
I've played a few times. I'm not any good, but I don't mind playing.
We ought to get into it. start golfing it up, get a crew together.
Yeah, my brother plays. He's got like a lot of super expensive like clubs and bags. I have these.
Oh, those are wild. Mm-hmm. The Go Fly Ease.
Yeah, they made it for people who don't have hands originally.
They're like fucking Transformers. Yeah, they wad themselves up like that when they're waiting to get put on.
You can pop them open like that.
That's weird. How much are they?
They're 100.
That's not bad. Mm-hmm. Are they comfortable? Nikes are too narrow on my foot.
See, I like these because they're wide for me.
Yeah.
I just have the basic white one. I wanted to get the black one, but they didn't have the black
one. I like the black. The white looked a little like a Mall Walker shoe.
They didn't have the black in stock, and I had like a 50% off coupon.
Yeah. They're fun.
Do you have like just the actual golf looking shoe? Do you have one of these shoes that they turn into golf, like these running shoes?
No, they're actual golf shoes. I wish I could turn my camera on. They're just set of black. let me see if I say what they are on. I just smacked my microphone with them.
These just black.
No, they look like tennis shoes. I'm trying to see if.
Oh, you had a name on it.
Yeah, if it says anywhere what it is. It doesn't, though. They have the Nike Power Channel on the bottom. And then this is traction after contact. Yeah, they're kind of like those. But they have just a big outline check on the side. And they're all black. And they're not really like that. What's wrong with my camera? My camera says it's on. But clearly it's not.
What about those?
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah, just look like basic shoes.
Yeah, they just look like a regular ass black Nike. Mm-hmm. Like kind of boring, like old people Nikes. Yeah, that's them. Or that's really close if that's not them. Yep. Yeah, his camera's not having it. We'll have to discuss the golf more in depth.
Yeah.
I would consider it, though.
All right, so let me go back to my PlayStation. So right now, I'm in Dodgers. There's too many games, so many games I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm playing a tower defense game just to until I figure out what I want to play next. It's either going to be Horizon or God of War. I don't know which one I want to go first. Or if I just want to like download something else to play something else. Instead of playing another long 20, 30-hour game.
Right.
Maybe find like a couple five-minute games or something. Or five-hour games, six-hour games.
5 minutes be real quick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like a couple of them, like 10 minutes, you're ready to start Horizon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see. What it'll end up being.
I'm trying to think what I played that was short that was a good PS5 game. Also knowing that you're not willing to spend any money.
Oh, not when you got all them games for free?
You could play Stray.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on there before. I remember you guys talking about that.
I want to play it, but you could play that. Might be a good option.
Yeah, for sure. I'm playing Defense Grid 2.
How's that?
It's a tower. One of my tower defense games. It's pretty fun.
I like tower defense.
It's neat. It's free on the PlayStation thing, so.
See, I just have the essentials. I don't have the fancy.
Yeah, playing it, I mean, I'm popping trophies left and right on it, but it was just something just to, I could put my phone down, build it, let it go, but This one you have to be a little bit more in depth. You just can't let. You have to upgrade because the bosses get tougher and tougher. With them figuring out where you want to put stuff and have people map around, go through things. The bad guys, you have to basically funnel them to certain areas to maximize your weapons.
Yeah, it looks cool. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just doing that right now until I find something. I'm going to pick between the two.
Yeah. It's got a cool look.
Because if I play Horizon, I'm going to probably want to play the VR. So I'm like, well, maybe I just push that back just a little bit.
You just buy the VR?
No.
You're spending that money. Why not spend a little more?
No. Lego's announced a bunch of new stuff coming, so I got to save for that.
No, I just pop them, buy it all. I mean, I don't think you have to choose.
Oh, no. You got to pick and choose when you buy it. So you don't get
no, you buy it all.
Mm-hmm. Can't get drunk.
As soon as it's announced, you just bam, 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 take my money.
Right. I don't got money like that. If I did, I would.
Would you, if you just had lots of money, just to buy everything?
I would buy everything, but I would definitely have things a little quicker than waiting.
Yeah, I like to wait, make myself wait on some things. You know, I'm not going to wait on a PS5 if I can get one, but I'll wait on something that's like $20 that I want. Mm-hmm. Just because I think if you always buy everything as soon as you want it, it loses its charm a little bit.
It does.
So,
sometimes the risk factor, like I'll wait for Legos because I'm like, well, maybe I can find it cheaper, or maybe someone will have it on sale for something off, and then I get lucky and it happens, and sometimes I don't get lucky, and I'm like, well, damn, I got to pay a little bit more for the set because I waited.
Which tells you it all just evens out, so you could just buy them when they first come out and it'd be the same.
I know.
You don't have to play this game with yourself.
I know. But it's sometimes just the thrill of waiting. Like, I got the Millennium Falcon, I got both of them for the price of one, basically.
Yeah.
The Starter Story, I got that half off.
I mean, when it works out, it's good.
Mm-hmm. I'm still behind on some of those big sets. I want that big Lego castle that's like $500, but it doesn't really fit into my collection. I just want it.
Order it.
No, because I need to get some of the other ones first.
Order it and the VR both today. Yeah. Just drop $1,100.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
No, it won't.
Well, that's all. That's all I got.
Yeah, same here.
I got a bunch of errands to run, unfortunately.
Don't tire Aaron out.
No, I always wear him out.
Pick on the other Aaron, not that Aaron.
I only know one.
Oh, you see, there's a bunch of Aarons.
Aarons.
Aaron.
I only know one Aaron, and I don't want to take it out on him. I guess I know two, but I only acknowledge one.
We worked with one.
Yeah, but I don't see him.
Yeah, he moved to Georgia and disappeared.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't see him. And then I worked with another one at Lowe's, and then I know an Aaron.
Yeah, I know a few Aarons.
It's a pretty common name.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it for us today. If you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/ Game Stitch. Follow us on the socials at @game_stitch. At Huffin Show for me, at Progress Ron, if you want to message him.
Yeah, I'm not going to read it.
He's not going to read it for a couple of months. So.
Correct.
I expect a reply from right away. But that was episode 529. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.